On a different note, though, societal challenges. The challenges our world is facing require collective action. It needs vastly different actors, often with very different interests, to work together, both when we talk about companies or governments collaborating, but also on a personal level. We all need to make changes to our behavior and trust that others will do the same. So how do you trust people or organizations that you maybe have never met? One way is through regulations, laws, contracts, yes. But the other thing that builds trust and collaboration is community. But I can stand here and give you all the reasons in the world why community matters. However, intuitively, you all already know that this is true. We all know the feeling of the warm and fuzzy sensation we get inside when we sit among a group of people where we feel safe and supported. That is community. And unfortunately, we also know how lonely and isolated we feel when this is taken away, as many of us experienced in the years during the pandemic. So now that we understand why communities matter, let's get to how you can build one yourself. And the best part is we've already started with the first step by looking at the different purposes a community can have. Because when it comes to community building, I like to follow another fantastic TED Talk by Simon Sinek. Start with why. One of the core things that will attract people to your community is having a clear sense of purpose. Why does your community exist? Why do you want to build it? And why should I join? What purpose will the community have for me? Secondly,